And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. One of the interesting ramifications as growing up as a kid in the military, or typically what's called an Army brat, was that we moved a lot. Moving meant leaving friends and places you grew accustomed to, and of course, changing schools. From kindergarten to high school graduation, I attended 10 schools. I did 8th grade in 2 different locations and attended 3 high schools for my 4 years. Fortunately, my junior and senior year were in the same school, so that was at least some stability. My parents were very involved in our education and never let relocations be used as an excuse for poor performance. But thankfully, I remember that the majority of my teachers were great educators who cared and ensured that we achieved in the classroom regardless of when we joined the class. Those great teachers prepared us well, and our education prepared us for college. I now worry that our local kids might not have the opportunity to learn from committed, skilled, and enthusiastic teachers in the days ahead because of the actions by the General Assembly. Will we be able to retain our best educators given the salary issues, the loss of advanced degree incentives, decreasing school budgets, and the workloads we ask teachers to carry? Some considered us Army brats disadvantaged because of the constant moving, but the advantage that at least I had at every single school was top-flight educators. I hope all citizens get engaged and involved and push for policy reforms. Our kids deserve to be able to say that they had great teachers and not what a bad law might leave them with. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.